Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you know, the millennial generation, it's, as a matter of fact, this is the first generation that there's actually more unmarried people that millennials than there are married millennials.
Oh, wow.
First time ever. And it seems like people have stopped trying to reach out for them. And we're excited. It's one thing that we really focus on and have a passion for is to reach. We've been doing it ever since the Malachi mandate. We'll show them more about it in the future. But this generation is hungry for authenticity. And just family. They'll go to Starbucks, and you'll see. Remember, Pat and I were and John were in a coffee shop just recently, and there was a young man there. He was a millennial, and he is studying for his chemistry test, which, you know, Pat's excellent at those kind of things. Forgive me for saying that. And so here he is stressful, and he looked over at us, and he said, "Can you pray for me?"
Oh, wow.
You know, and so we prayed for him. We blessed him, and so he's doing his study of this thing called chemistry that you know, Pat and I, we just had to pray, "Lord, touch him." And so in that, though, when he was leaving, he turned to us like a family member and said, "Thank you." Mm-hmm. This generation, they want family, authentic family. They don't want this organized, institutionalized thing. They actually want, relationship. And I'm excited about this new church. It's called Netcast Church, where they're believing to reach over 700,000 people. But it's millennials that are primarily turning there. Let's take a look.
January 23rd, a group of maybe 20 people gathered together here to start a church, not knowing what was going to happen. In the last year, we've seen about 700 people come through the doors of Netcast Church. We've seen about 100 people gathered together in about 8 different community groups. In the last year, there's been over 26,000 embeds, plays, downloads from our videos, 6 continents in every single state in the United States. Our influence is growing like crazy. Here we are. We're here standing in the YMCA where this thing began. We're moving. We're out of here. We started here at the YMCA and we've outgrown it. We're going to be moving now to this place. Here we are. And when we started at the YMCA, I mean, we didn't really know what was going to happen. And we had no parking. We had no seating. We had, you know, horrible acoustics and sound. We've got 150 parking spaces here on campus. We've got hundreds and hundreds of seats. Put your finger on this school right here and do about a 12-mile radius. You've got about 700,000 people in this area, where 2% of those people maybe attend an evangelical church. We could literally go 2 blocks to the right and be in Section 8 housing. You can go 2 blocks to the left and you're in multi-million dollar mansions. And so the diversity here in this particular location is just really a great picture of what the gospel should be. I'm just excited about, you know, the reality that we could mobilize so many people as a church here on this location to do so much ministry here in this region. Lives are going to be changed. We don't exist to just build an infrastructure. We exist for the glory of Jesus.
I want to encourage you, do not give up on the millennials. Even though you're seeing these statistics, we're one generation away from a pagan society, and it's for us to realize we need to reach the unreached and not just continue to reach the reached and moving on and coming for the lost and begin to reach them where they are. The one thing that's unique to his ministry, and I want to be able to close out in prayer, is that he just talks about it like it is. And people just want to hear you really talk about it. And that's why we always talk about our testimonies to let you know how horrific we are outside of Jesus Christ.
Right.
But God uses us and saved us, and he can save you too. You go to meetmyfather.org to find out more details. I want to pray with you right now. Father God, we love you. We thank you for this turn with the United Nations, at least by the leader, even though he's leaving, that you would put in the right leader over the United Nations. We thank you for the fellowship and the friendship that's taken place, God, in the Middle East, partnering with Israel. And Lord, we thank you, Father God, for these this man that gave this money to the officers to be able to hand out to show love, Lord, during this Christmas season. And Lord, we ask you right now, this Christmas season, Lord, that you would end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. in Jesus' name. God bless and Merry Christmas.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dative Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Dative Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.